What's up, everyone? Matters here, and this is What Matters This Week. This is for the week of September 16th through the 23rd, 2018. Now, I'm a little late this week, and I do apologize for that. So first up, on September 18th, we have a metric ton of Nintendo Switch games. First up, Labyrinth of Refrain, Coven of Dusk for the Switch, PC, and PS4. Then, we have Undertale, Sword of the Guardian, Scribblenauts Mega Pack, Yoshi, Tecmo Ball, Excitebike, Ghosts and Goblins, Gradius, Ice Hockey, River City Ransom, Pro Wrestling, Baseball, Balloon Fight, Donkey Kong, Dr. Mario, Ice Climbers, The Legend of Zelda, Mario Bros, Soccer, Super Mario Bros. 3, Super Mario Bros, Tennis, Double Dragon, all coming out on Nintendo Switch. Then you get Capcom Beat 'em Up Bundle on the PS4, and that is just for September 18th. September 19th, we see Siegecraft Commander for the Nintendo Switch. And to note, on September 18th, Nintendo Online services will be switched on. So starting September 18th, you will need to pay $20 or $35 for the family pack to get Nintendo Switch Online in order to play games online, such as Mario Tennis Aces. Wow, I just said that wrong. Mario Tennis Aces, as well as any other game that requires online play. The rumor is Fortnite will not need it, so let's hope that's true. September 20th, we see The Gardens Between from the Nintendo Switch, Hover, Light Fingers, A Case of Distrust, Reigns, Kings and Queens, Retimed, all for the Nintendo Switch. September 21st sees Spyro Reignited Trilogy. Welcome back, Spyro, finally. So we see this come out on the PS4 and Xbox One, as well as Broken Sword 5, The Serpent's Curse for the Switch, the first DLC for Xenoblade Chronicles 2 on the Switch, as well as My Brother's Rabbit for the Nintendo Switch. That's all your video game releases for this week. I'm your host, Matters. And this is What Matters This Week in Video Game Releases. Thank you, everyone.